wish I had these memories recorded in my mind so I could relive every little detail over and over again. I miss you like a phantom limb, always reaching out with what no longer exists. Or no longer exists here. I miss your smile and your eyes, obvious to miss. But I miss what they spoke of. Your intensity, honesty, integrity. Your pain. I wanted to kiss your eyelids and mouth, somehow healing you, but never all the way because I loved you as you were. Exactly as you were. I always felt I was reaching higher, standing on my tiptoes, trying to be level with you. You said you'd leave me alone. I said nothing. Continue to say nothing. I thought it best for you, but now I wonder if I didn't think it best for me. When faced with upheaval and change, turn your back and ignore it. Coward to the last. And as I continued, and nothing happened, no earthquake or explosion, no wildfire ripping the forest out of me, I thought I was right. And then I began sleeping again. And then I dreamed of you again, crystal clear, and your hands squeezing my arm so hard I checked for bruises when I woke. You have to stop doing this. You all but yelled in my face. You need to start being healthy and talk to me for once in your life. It was 4 in the morning when I woke up and all I could see was your face. All I could smell was your skin. Your words were ringing in my ears. I thought, since I didn't dream of you again, that I had been mistaken. The painful truth is, I wasn't mistaken. Just like all those times before, all the many, many years before, I had you in my dreams when I needed you. But I can't reach my hand out to grab yours. I can't open my mouth to speak. I can't even look. The unspoken truth is that I am your destruction, and my punishment is to live with this. U-shaped hole in my life, my soul. I will live with a knife twisted in my guts, and I will say thank you. And I will love you. Madly, deeply, always.